Hello.
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 You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded Coast Salish territories of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam peoples. This is a special fill-in episode where my friend Juliet will be joining me, but right now I'm joined by two very special guests.
Two other fill-ins.
The other fill-ins in question.
Would you like to introduce yourself, fill-ins?
The other one can go first.
Really? derogatory.
Stop.
I'm Lana, and the other one is...
Oren.
Are we doing a round of applause?
Yes.
This is Club Matinee.
Thank you for existing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If people didn't already know, we're Club Matinee. We...
We've done one fill-in.
I listened and it was fantastic. It was chaotic.
Thank you. You had
another guest with you though, didn't you?
We did. We had Fabio,
our editor
at Discorder.
Shout out Fabio.
Shout out Fabio, is such a gem.
That was during 24 Hours of Student Power, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The fill-in that I'm doing with Juliet is like episode 2 of our catching up live on air that we started during 24 Hours of Student Power.
We started Club Matinee.
That's crazy because,
it makes things happen.
Crossover.
Literally. It's beautiful.
It looks like Juliet is about to join us in the studio, and as she gets settled in, we'll listen to a special request from Club Matinee. Do you guys want to introduce the song?
Lana.
MSMSMSMSM at CITR 101.9 FM.
MSMSMSM.
Bye, Sophie.
The one and only. So yeah, here's MSMSMSM by Sophie.
And we're back.
And we're out.
And we're gone. This is Club Matinee signing out.
Thank you guys for that great song suggestion and for not leaving me alone in the studio before Juliet got
here.
We
would never.
We would never do that.
That's so kind and generous
of
you both.
That's not what Club Matinee is.
Our guidelines don't let us, actually. You're legally required.
Contractually obligated. well, I appreciate you guys, I'm very excited to have this conversation with Juliet, where we'll be catching up live on air. So,
yes, and I'm here. Thank you guys for covering for me. And yeah, that was an awesome song. Great way to walk in.
Yeah,
loved it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you walked in like halfway through.
I did.
Exposed.
Yeah.
Yes. Taste color.
Synesthesia hours.
Okay.
That should be a new show. Anyway.
Okay. Bye bye. Kiss kiss. hi Juliet.
Hey Violet.
How's it going?
Good. Yeah, good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Here we are.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the past couple days when the sun was shining.
Yeah. Yeah. It is decidedly not sunny. It's very rainy. But okay, I love a little rain.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. It's a little spring rain. It's like warm out kind of still. And it's just, I just like sit on the bus and look at all the blossoms and like beam under my mask. Like, I don't really care what the weather is. The cherry blossoms are out. The magnolias are out.
Yeah. It
the
is beautiful.
Leaves are out. Like, it's just, it's fucking spring. I'm in, excuse my language, but I am excited about the change in season.
Yeah, apparently. yeah, we actually will be having some explicit songs in our lineup today. We picked out a few songs for you all. So there's a bit of a content warning in case anyone is sensitive to some explicit language. Then you've been warned.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will not hear any more explicit language from
out of our mouths.
That was it. Only F-bomb.
Today we are doing a catch-up live on air.
Yeah.
It's kind of episode 2 because we did this during 24 hours of student power.
Yes.
And the concept is that Juliet and I are busy, busy gals.
So busy.
We got a lot of things on our plate. And we don't always have time in our real life to catch up and get into things. But we want to be updated on each other's lives, so we you know, why not just do it live on radio and let everybody listen in to our thoughts and opinions and conversation.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, Juliet.
Yes.
Are you ready to dive into what is new for you?
Yes. Yeah, I was thinking about, like, what I was going to tell you about. Because, I mean, like, I don't have much going on, to be honest, in terms of, like, my personal life.
Right.
Like, in terms of the things that I, like, maybe wouldn't want to say on live radio, I don't have a lot.
It's a bit limiting.
But so what I can talk about and what I do want to talk about is that my design team's going well.
Nice.
For those of you listening, I'm on a design team called Third Quadrant Design, and we're an interdisciplinary student team of architects and engineers, and we focus on designing buildings that are like low impact environmentally, carbon minimal, and that sort of deliver high impact for users and communities. And so we are entering in a competition called Solar Decathlon. We've entered, this is our third year entering in this competition. We've won our last 2 years.
Woohoo. That's so impressive.
Yes.
2 years in a row. Like, wow.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think, you know, we won last year and we were like, okay, we need to do something. Like, we need to use this momentum. And so we entered into those 2 years were just design. This year we entered into a design build. And so what that means is our competition cycle is actually 2 years. And the first year is a design cycle. And the second year is a build cycle. And so we're actually trying to build this thing. And
it would be a building on campus, right?
Yeah. The site that we currently have approval for is behind the EOSC building and the ESB building, like right before there's like that little like downhill with all the like landscaping on it before swing space and next to the Kenny building. That is our site.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. I walk past there and I'm like, well, there's going to be maybe a building here next year.
That's wild.
It really, really is. And so I'm on the building science team, and building science is a discipline of building design that focuses on energy efficiency and having all of the different building systems be coordinated and calibrated so that they work together to make the most energy efficient building possible. And it's really interesting, and it's somewhat of an emerging discipline. Like, it's not as it doesn't have the same historical like significance as like structural engineering, for example. And so it's just been like a huge learning curve, but it's really exciting, and I love my team.
And
I love the people I work with.
Probably thinking about how you low-key are kind of on the forefront of this very new thing in a way. Maybe it's high-key. I don't know. I'm outside of the engineering loop.
No, it is. And I think, I mean, you know, I love to be a snowflake. Like, I love to feel special and like I'm doing like exciting, innovative things. And that very much ticks that box. But it also, it just means that there, I mean, and like, it's not that like new. Like, it, there are established like, there's established theory and there's established professionals who are like experts in their field. And we are lucky enough to be collaborating with them. Shout out RDH, Building Science Engineering.
Yeah.
And they, you know, so I'm not like on my own in the dark designing a building by myself with no experience or credibility.
Okay, but I feel like you're really minimizing what you're doing right now, and I'm going to need you to not do that.
No, it's not to minimize. It's a huge deal. And I think, so what, where we're at is that on Sunday, this past Sunday, we, on Tuesday, we submitted 75% finished construction drawings.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a big deal, I feel
like.
It is
a really, really big deal.
You've been working on it for a while, too. Yeah. So to be able to submit something like that must feel awesome.
It was such a relief. And it was a rough road to get there. Yeah. Like, I had a full meltdown on Friday night. Aww. And because we had plans to, like, meet up later on Friday night because you had a CITR thing and I was doing some other stuff. And I went out to dinner with my parents and my grandparents, which was nice. I hadn't seen them all in a while, but I was just like so anxious, like on the brink of a panic attack, essentially. And my stepmom looked at me and was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "No, I need to go home." Shoot, so my dad drove me home, and then I just worked until 3 a.m.
And did that make you feel better?
Yeah, it did. I woke up on Saturday and I was like, "Okay, it is what it is." Like, I had my moment, and now I'm emotionally detached, and I will get everything done.
Yeah.
Things will get done.
Yeah.
They will not be perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, and that's what happened. Like, Saturday I worked all day, and then Saturday night I was like, okay, enough. And I went out and I had a drink with a friend. Shout out Anna. I hadn't seen her in a long time.
Aww, that's
so that
nice.
Was really sweet. And then I saw you later that night at, a party for fellow CITR.
Shout out Sasha and Aaron, president and exec at large, I think.
Yeah. And hosts of Flower Power Hour.
Yes.
And band members of Lovely Company and Tractor Beam.
Wow. All of the shout outs, all of the plugs. They do a lot.
They do a lot. And it was their birthday. And so it was their birthday party. And that was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because I had like had such high stress.
Yeah.
And I was able to just be like, no, now I'm going to go have fun. And I really did have such a nice time. So that was
And funnily lovely. Enough, we were in the same vicinity. And I feel like we talked for maybe a collective 5 minutes at
I
that
said
party.
Hi and I said see you later.
Exactly. You weren't there that long.
No,
I feel like
I was there like 45 minutes or something.
But I'm glad you came, and you looked very cute with your little buns on the top of your head. And I had fun seeing you, even if it was brief.
So that's design team stuff. There's still quite a bit to do. Now I'm working on an LCA, which I think I've mentioned to you before maybe, but it stands for life cycle assessment, and it's basically a way to calculate the embodied environmental impacts of a building, which is really important because as like, not to get too into it, but like the building sector and the construction sector account for so much of our CO2 emissions. And if we're going to try and actually achieve net zero by, you know, any of
Time,
the targets,
ever.
Literally ever, we need to, it is like so essential that the building industry and the construction industry actually not only understand what their emissions are, but figure out how and where they can reduce them. Like, it's not really optional anymore. And so that's a huge part of our design, and our design that we're working on currently. Like, that's part of our design philosophy as a team, but also the design that we're working on currently. Our initial goal was to be net zero carbon. And it turns out that that is very hard. Really hard to do.
Damn.
Everything is about resource extraction, unfortunately. Wow. And everything, like, there's very little way to not emit any carbon in really anything that we do.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is an interesting thing to learn about. And I talk about it with lots of different... I actually had a really interesting conversation with Nava and Spencer, who you know, about... carbon in the forestry industry, because there are lots of different forestry practices that are super carbon intensive. And I think that we think about like wood and timber as like a relatively lower impact industry. But man, let me tell you, problems all over the place.
Yeah.
And like, yes, timber is better than concrete in terms of carbon emissions, but it's still not low
perfect.
Impact. So it's really, I think, like, I feel very lucky to be learning about all of these things. Sometimes it is a bit disheartening to see that, like, the best that we can do still has pretty big impacts. They're not as big as the other, like, as the status quo, but we're very far off from being net carbon zero in any regard. And so I think that's going to be an important part of, like, what I focus on in my career, which is cool.
Yeah. Well, I love hearing about these projects that you're on because they are so different from anything that I am involved with, with the long space in between anything that I study or am involved with and your design team. And what was the acronym that you were saying?
Oh, the LCA.
LCA.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's really fascinating to learn about, and also sad when you tell me about these things of like, this is what we're trying to do. This is the goal that we're trying to accomplish, you know, like coming in with very positive and hopeful, I don't know, just like high hopes, and then realizing maybe it's not as easy as just wanting it, and it's going to be very hard. And there really aren't that many solutions currently for what you guys are trying to achieve with sustainable building.
And I think that will, like, change, but I feel a sense of, like, it's not enough and it's not quick enough. And I feel like a lot of young people feel that way. And older people will be like, you know, we're in, like, 20 years ago, like, 30 years ago. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, we don't have 20 or 30 years to be emitting, like, tons and tons more car. Like, we don't
it needs to be yesterday.
Yeah.
And so, it can't.
No. And so, yeah, sometimes it is a bit disheartening, but I think it also is important to maintain optimism and to still feel good about the things that I'm working on, because they are very cool and they're impactful.
They are, yeah.
And I'm really proud of this team. Like, we're, you know, we've gotten to a certain point in our design, but we still have an enormous amount of fundraising to do. I will say this is not going to be a cheap building. And it's really... it's really interesting to think about, like, how do we want to fundraise for this, and what companies are we willing to accept money from? Because, you know, there are some very wealthy companies out there that probably would donate, but they don't align with our values.
Thinking about ethical fundraising is a really interesting aspect of it, too, especially when the main kind of goal here, other than just constructing a building, is doing so sustainably and, like, environmentally, ethically. And so... you know, that can be a hard thing to fundraise for. And so I could understand if you wanted to be like, yeah, we'll just accept money from anyone who's willing to give it to us. Like, why not? But also, is it a factor for you guys? Like, would you turn down fundraising 100%. From people?
100%. We actually, I was in an outreach meeting last night, which, like, includes our, like, finance and our marketing teams. And that was, I'd never really been involved in anything like that so far. And it was interesting to hear that not only are we pretty clear on, like, there are some companies we will not accept money from. We won't even ask. We're not going to ask for money from them. And then also we're working with I can't remember what the acronym is, and I can't remember what their full name is, but essentially, like, the applied science, like, funding group on campus. And they also want a list. Like, they also are sort of aware of our goals and also have their own limitations on who they're willing to partner with. But
Can you guys afford to be choosy with something like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because so far, and this was, you know, it's always really exciting and rewarding to hear this, but so far, anyone that we've been able to get an interview with or, like, have, like, a personal meeting with has seen our project and seen our sponsorship package and our portfolio so far and has said, yeah, we want to back this.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a bit, like, because I have no industry experience. I have no idea. But it is really, really encouraging to have so much positive feedback from professionals who are saying, we can't believe that this is the quality of work that you're putting out. Like, you're all students.
Oh,
like, it just
feels
so
goodness.
Good.
Wow.
So that's been a really, really big positive. Mm-hmm. And, I, you know, yes, I did have a core meltdown last week, but, like, 100%
worth it.
Yeah. So that's been honestly, like, the biggest thing that's been going on. You know, we're getting to the end of this semester.
You're moving soon.
I'm moving somewhat soon.
Yeah.
I'm moving to, hopefully to Berlin in June, which is super exciting. And
that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you learning any German in preparation?
Nine. I know.
Wow, look, you're so good.
I know, like, three words and I think I can count to 10. I will try and learn a little bit.
I know a really important phrase.
Oh, my gosh. What, teach me.
Except every time I say it to German people, it takes a few tries before they understand it. So I definitely am not pronouncing it right. But if you're German and you're listening to this, close your ears real quick.
Yeah.
The phrase goes, Kusch mich, ich spreche Deutsch.
Kusch mich, ich spreche Deutsch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it means, kiss me, I speak German.
Oh, I need that.
Except ask someone who actually speaks German to pronounce it correctly, because I think you'll be using that all over Berlin and kissing all the cuties.
Smooching all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, actually, because as soon as I got the email saying that I had been offered this internship, I was like, oh, no, like, I'm going to be there and all my besties are going to be here, which huge FOMO, so much FOMO that I experience all the time. But the next thought was like, oh, I can't wait to be alone
for
3 months, because I think that, and you know this about me, but every summer I accidentally get depressed for no reason.
Oops. Did I do that?
Yeah, literally, did I do that? And last summer, I don't even think I did that. I just had, like, other external things going on.
But you can't be depressed in Berlin. It's impossible.
Or, and if I am, I'm depressed in
Berlin.
So I think it's going to be good. And I think that as much as it will be, you know, tricky to not be here when a lot of my friends are having their last summer in Vancouver, and just, like, people are having a nice time, I think it's going to be a really good experience for me. And I'm very excited. So
I'm so excited for you. And I can't wait to hear what Berlin is all about. I've never been to Berlin, and I'm sure living in it is very different from visiting, obviously. But you are a very adaptable person, and I have confidence that you would thrive anywhere that you go. And you won't have FOMO, because we'll be having a really lame time here. So it'll actually be fine, I think.
Right.
But we'll get into some of my updates after we listen to some music. So here comes the explicit part for anyone who maybe missed that warning a little bit earlier. We're going to be playing Woo by Remy Wolf. We picked out songs that we've been listening to a lot recently. And so I've been listening to this one a lot. And then we're going to be listening to one that Juliet picked out, which I had a chance to listen to before doing this show. It's called Till I Run With You by The Lovin' Spoonful, and it is so good.
Big
bangs. Instantly added it to my playlist that I'm currently listening to right now. So we will be back.
See ya.
It's to be blue. But then you showed me the love was near, and that's all I had to hear. I can't believe that dreams come true. I got some things to do, 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 do. I'll have to wait another day till I run with you. Oh, oh, oh. Nothing will be right till I run with you, until I run with you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, Anthasiahuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo.
And we're back. This is a fill-in that we're doing, me and Violet. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here we are.
Here we are.
I hope you like those songs. We were jamming.
Yeah, we were jamming in the studio.
I've never heard that Remy Wolf song, and it was really fun.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. Gotta add it. So, Violet, how are you? Tell me about yourself.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Violet. I am doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm so checked out of school right now, which I'm okay with, but also it's not good.
Right.
But also it's fine, but also it's not good.
Totally.
So, it's really not okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get a lot of work done this weekend because I kind of have to.
Yes.
But I have been having fun at work, which is good.
Okay. Tell me about it.
We hired a bunch of new bussers, which is great.
Yeah. Because I know that you were like one of the only ones
yeah.
and you had just been hired also.
Yeah.
Like a bit
yeah.
silly.
I am the second longest standing busser
That's crazy.
And I have been working there for like a little over a month.
Wow.
But we just got a bunch of new great bussers, and it turns out that one of them knows my friend Elliot, my friend Elliot from high school.
My God.
Elliot shout out
in
to Elliot.
Much.
Elliot from Pretty Much. That's Edwin. No, I wish. That'd be a funny connection. No,
yeah.
It's my friend Elliot who we were in theater together.
Oh, okay. I always forget you're a theater kid.
Yeah, I was a very multifaceted
you
high schooler. Cheerleading.
How many kids were in theater and cheer?
Actually, two.
Okay.
Me and one other person. But Elliot was in theater with me, and he's such a sweetie pie. He did this dual program with UBC where you go to France and live there for 2 years, and then you come to UBC for 2 years.
Cool.
So I met this new hire, and he was telling me that he did that program. I'm like,
right.
Oh, you might know my friend Elliot. We went to high school together, and he's like, oh my God, I love Elliot. And I was like, oh my God, I love Elliot. So that was fun. And
that's
that guy's
so
such
fun.
A sweetie pie. I really like him.
Awesome.
I've also been getting a lot of bartender training at work, which is really fun and new and different.
Yes.
And also kind of stressful.
Yeah,
because you
can imagine.
Have to make the drinks right in front of the customers.
Yeah.
And it's really scary.
They just like stare at you.
Yeah. There was this guy who ordered a mojito from me. And then he was like, oh, I heard that. And then I was like doing it very like slowly and meticulously. And he was like, I heard that mojitos are like the most annoying thing to ask a bartender to make. And I was like, I don't think so. I'm just a bartender in training, so yeah. I just take a very long time to make drinks right now, and you just have to accept
it. You're just going to have to sit there.
And then I switched back to busing later, and I came over to him, and I was like, do you like your mojito? And he was like, I love it.
Aww,
I was like, oh, yay, thank
made
you.
Made it just for you.
but it's very fun, and I actually have been enjoying work, which is really nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's
I would much rather enjoy it than not, which is maybe an obvious thing to say, but...
Worth saying,
that's
though.
Okay. yeah, well, like I said, I have not been having fun in school.
No.
Which is making me question grad school in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I am not sure, considering how checked out I am of my classes right now, that I should be jumping right into another school. And the circumstances would be very different, obviously, like new institution, new city. I wouldn't have all my friends here to distract me, and I might, you know, crave that kind of environment once I'm outside of it. But it does give me the grad school scaries a little bit, and I am like, maybe I take at least a year off and then just check in and see where I'm at with that.
Do you know if the program you applied to is one you can defer?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But I'm going to an info session on Tuesday about it, so I'll probably ask that.
Yeah.
Hopefully that doesn't set off a red flag for
them.
Right,
they're not like,
Yeah, like, maybe we shouldn't admit her.
Down.
Yeah, exactly. but if it is, then I would definitely consider that as an option.
Yeah.
But I would have to look into it a bit more.
Yeah.
But in addition to my... my grad school info session on Tuesday, I'm also getting a tattoo on Tuesday.
Where? Which one?
It's so from excited. It's from Pokey Mommy,
yes.
Which is the one that our friend Halle,
yes.
She got a tattoo from them, which was very cute. And I have been wanting like a new leg tattoo for a while. And it's very small and it's stick and poke, which I prefer. And it's just going to be under my knee, and it's like a frilly little thing with like a little heart in the middle.
Oh, sweet.
It's very cute. It's Pokey Mommy's flash is repeatable, like limitlessly, which kind of upsets me because it gives me a bit of an individuality complex issue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, someone else could have this tattoo too, but I'm over it.
You probably won't know them.
Yeah, ever. I probably won't. And if I run into them, that'd be kind of cool.
That's a thing, kind of, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
I get that, though, 100%.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend who has kind of gradually gotten some tattoos that look very similar to some of the tattoos I have. And
no way.
I don't think that they're copying me.
Yeah.
I think that'd be maybe a little narcissistic to think.
But
I have noticed, and it does bug me a little bit.
Dude, yeah. Because even though, like, there are so many different artists that have similar styles. There are so many different, like, but kind of the thing is that it's unique and it's art. It's art that you're paying for, and the canvas is your body, and like that's special.
Yeah.
And
like some of them I can see it's like loosely similar. Some of them are more similar than others. And a lot of times the placement is extremely similar.
I think
similar.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like,
and you know what? I kind of thought about that.
Really?
A little bit. Well, there were,
So whatever, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even mad about it.
No, it literally doesn't even matter.
But I haven't gotten a new tattoo in a very long time, and I'm excited to get this one. And I'm excited about the placement below the knee.
It's cool. That's
I think it's cool. It's kind of the hip new thing that the kids are doing right now.
Yeah, you're with it.
I am so with it. So I'm very excited for that.
Sweet.
And my other update, I'm like whipping through these right now.
Well, because we got limited time. And I want to hear all of it.
Hello. So this one's kind of fun and silly, but I was talking to Valley, who's a programmer here, about this. I went on Instagram one day and opened someone's story, and this couple that I went to middle school with are pregnant.
Oh, say it ain't so.
And
I mean, good
I'm
for
happy
them, I
for
guess.
Them.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm like freaking out because that's just like I just went to middle school with them, you know, like this is not pregnancy time guys. Like, okay. And the other thing I have is that I have no one I'm still friends with from middle school that I can go and talk to about it.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I feel like you have friends from middle school, maybe, me? That you still talk to. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, if someone that you went to middle school with, like, you see something, you have that person, even if it's just one person, to go to and be like, oh my God, look at this person and these people.
Can you believe what they're doing
exactly.
right now?
Exactly. And I don't have anyone to go to about
that's
it.
Tough.
So I just like laid in my bed and I was like, oh my God, what's happening? And I took a screenshot and then I talked to Valley about it. So that was good. And cathartic, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think that because a girl from the high school that I went to, like, got pregnant and now has two sons and, like, also was already, like, with her now husband, then boyfriend, like, in grade 12. Like, it seemed like end game. Like, whatever. Good for them. But when she got pregnant, everyone was like, yo, like, did you see? Did you see the announcement? Did you see what's happening? And we were all, like, I think, like, 20 or 21 at the time. And so it was actually majorly shocking.
Yeah.
But I feel like now, especially because everyone's graduating this year, I'm like, yeah, I mean, okay, I guess.
Like, I see people I went to middle school with or high school with, like, getting engaged a lot. And, like, it is shocking because that's just not the place in my life that I'm in. But it's less shocking than seeing this girl I went to middle school with, like, her body being pregnant. It was just so jarring to me for some reason.
Well, it's shocking and it's also, like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
My body does that. And it better not for like a while, if ever.
Yeah.
Is how I feel.
Yeah, definitely.
And
she was having a baby shower.
Yeah.
And I was so mad because I don't follow any of the people from the actual couple on like Facebook. I think I was friends with the guy on Facebook. I tried to do a deep dive. I tried to find everything I could.
Oh, so you just found out that they're with child and not that you didn't like you didn't see it on their story or
not
something.
On their
you
story
don't
it was
them.
No it was from
I get it.
A girl that went to their baby shower being like, look at this beautiful family.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God.
Okay. And you follow her, but she's clearly on board with it, so you can't really message her and be like, tea.
No, she's like lifelong neighbors and friends with the guy in the couple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I don't think she'd be great to go to.
No. Be like, can you believe it?
Yeah. And now I regret not being friends with anyone from middle school anymore.
Purely for this reason.
Purely for
that
this reason.
That makes sense. I understand.
I did not have the foresight that I needed when I passively cut
any
off
any middle
all.
Schoolers that are listening right now, this is your sign to
first
stay
of all,
friends.
First of all, we had explicit music, so
right.
I hope you're not listening.
You should have turned this off 40 minutes ago when we warned you.
But,
however,
yeah, if you are,
stay friends with your friends
at
now.
At least one.
Actually, don't even stay friends with them. Keep following them on social media.
Yes, that
even
for
on
sure.
Snapchat. Like, keep sending streaks.
That's bad advice. I do not condone that advice. Delete Snapchat. That's my advice.
Yeah, no, I support that as well.
I be seeing people in university really on Snapchat, and I can't get behind
there's it. There's just this thing that I see, and I'm pretty sure it's usually high schoolers, but it'll be some guy on his phone, and he'll take a picture, like, at chin level or something, or, like, zoom in to just, like, the corner of his face or something, and then he'll send it to 40 people, and it says streaks. And I'm like, that's mental illness. Please. Like, that cannot be a normal response. But it's, like, just really the way that
some people function.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't like it.
No, not a fan.
But also I understand that people are sometimes different from me. But I'll judge them anyways.
Yeah, you're right. People do be different from me and how I do things.
Yeah, but the way that we do things is correct and the way that other people do things is wrong.
And that's the important thing.
This is not a CITR condoned
I guess
conversation.
Not. No, but this is our own. This is we're just catching up on air.
And
this,
we are.
It's actually not
catching up live on air. Let us know if you want to hear more of this because I feel like this was quick, easy, breezy.
It's fun. And
beautiful.
It was our first time being like actually live. It's
live,
really
live.
Fun.
Not to expose us, but we did do a pre-recorded episode last time, which I feel like didn't have the same chaotic energy that live radio brings.
No, because I probably, if I had said the things that I had just said last time, I probably would have had you edit them out, probably, maybe.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, I'm just thinking about people actually perceiving what I'm saying.
No, nobody's judging you. You're fine.
Yeah, you're right.
We are going to close this off because I do have work at 6. Everybody come to my place of work, which I will not be shouting out just because... Why do that?
Bad idea.
I do have work at 6, so we got to end this a little bit early, which is sad. But we'll be playing two songs. We'll be playing a song by your sister's BFF.
Yes.
Ayla Robin.
You chose this song, yeah. Ayla Robin.
Yeah, because been in my rotation recently. It's called End of Hibernation. It's a really great song.
It's her first single. It's really, really sweet. I'm really proud of you, Ayla.
She's so talented.
She's incredible.
And cool.
Yeah.
And fun. And lives
fantastic.
On a farm now.
She does. She do be farming.
Which is so cinematic and dreamy of her. And then after that, we'll be listening to Done by Frazee.
Frazee Ford. Ooh. Shout out Frazee Ford. Frazee Ford was in a band called the Be Good Tanyas, and they are a local Vancouver femcon band. And they were managed by my stepmom's best friend, Mandy.
What?
And
that's
I know
so
we
cool.
need to go to play, but I love this song and I love this artist and I'm excited for everyone to hear it.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.
And we will see you on the flippity flop.
For sure.
Thank you. best parts of me to sue the holes in your life and the cracks in your seams.
Cultural backwash.